Everyone left, and I limped and dragged myself toward the gas tanks. Figured I needed a long spell of rest because I was so sore and beat up from the fight. I'd gone maybe 25 steps when it occurred to me that I couldn't see the gas tanks. Didn't know exactly which way to go, and was too wore out to get there anyway. I mean, that Doberman had given me a terrible beating. My throat hurt, my neck hurt, my ears had been chewed up. I was limping on one front leg and packing one of the back ones. When you were built to be a four-legged creature, it's hard to motivate on two. I found the corral fence and followed it around to the gate in front of the saddle shed. That was as far as I could go. I flopped down and waited for help to arrive. I knew Drover would be along directly, and he could lead me down to the gas tanks and help me into bed. I waited and waited. Drover didn't show up. Couldn't understand that. You'd think the little guy would come around just as soon as he was sure the coast was clear. I mean, when the head of ranch security is out of commission, that's cause for concern, right? About half an hour later, I heard something off to the south. With considerable effort, I lifted my head and looked in that direction. Couldn't see anything but a blur, but my ears are pretty keen and I got a good reading on the sound. It was kind of a click, 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 made by a four-legged animal with a short stride. The click part came from little claws hitting the hard ground. It was Drover. I knew it was. Drover, I'm over here. I cocked my head and listened. Whoever it was didn't answer. He broke into a run and took off to the east, and in a minute the sound was gone. That was strange. Why would Drover take off like that? Surely he knew I'd been beat up and needed some help. Well, I thought about it and came up with an answer. Drover was out looking for me, and with his poor vision and dead nose, he just hadn't located me yet. He'd find me after a bit. But why had he run when he heard me call? That was a little harder to fit into the picture. But, you know, when a guy wants the picture to come out right, he'll find ways of making it. Facts don't squeal when you stuff 'em where you want 'em to go. I told myself that Drover was still shook up over the big fight and hadn't got his nerves under control yet. My voice had scared him. He'd come around after a while.